This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. For the third time in U.S. history, the U.S. Senate has decided it will not remove an impeached president from office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
On both articles of impeachment, the vote tallies were nowhere near the Constitution's mandate of two-thirds senators needed to convict.
He is hereby acquitted of the charges in said articles.
Chief Justice John Roberts closing the trial and ending an extraordinary 5 months that saw the Democrat-led House impeach the president before the Senate's GOP majority cleared him. Some Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, say it shouldn't have gotten this far.
This is an injustice to President Trump as a person.
For number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin, it's more GOP cover for a president who seems to enjoy blind loyalty.
There is nothing this president can do or say that rises to the level of blush-worthy, let alone impeachable.
Mitt Romney was the only Republican voting for either of the articles. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And reaction was swift, with President Trump's political campaign tweeting videos, statements, and a cartoon dance celebrating that he was vindicated. At a Women for Trump rally, Vice President Mike Pence said that Democrats had failed in their attempts to overturn the president's election.
Senate Republicans came forward. The president's been acquitted. They've had their say. Come November, we're going to have our say when we re-elect President Donald Trump for four more years in the White House.
And Mr. Trump himself tweeted that he would speak from the White House on Thursday about what he called the country's victory on the impeachment hoax, something he has been calling the impeachment proceedings since they began. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.